This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Colin Leitner. Commander Fleet Activity SASPO Safety Office held their basic rider course on base and at U.S. Navy Fueling Station Akasaki Monday, June 16th. Here is Tyler Wilson, the motorcycle rider coach, with more.
It literally is a crawl, walk, run process. People who've never ridden and take BRC, they will literally start learning how to power walk and eventually start learning how to do some turning, leaning. Like, be ready to learn. Be aware that not everybody will know that you're there, because as a motorcycle person, you have a much smaller profile and not everybody is looking out for motorcyclists. So it also, we also teach to be defensive and also just to be able to look, just be aware of your surroundings as a motorcyclist, because the BRC is really to teach you that, hey, like it can be really fun to ride, especially out here in Japan, but it's also it is inherently dangerous. So we need to be, you know, conscious about our defensive driving when we're out there.
The America-class amphibious assault ship USS Tripoli, LHA-7, arrived in Sasebo, Japan June 23rd as part of a scheduled rotation of forces in the Indo-Pacific. The change of home port underscores the U.S. commitment to its security alliance with Japan. Captain Eddie Park, commanding officer of the USS Tripoli, stated, "The ship and its crew are ready to contribute to the security, stability, and prosperity of the region. The ship's forward presence is intended to bolster the defense of Japan, enhance U.S. national security, and improve the ability to protect strategic interests in the Indo-Pacific region." The ship departed San Diego last month and is the second of its class to be forward deployed to Japan. The USS Tripoli LHA-7 joins the U.S. 7th Fleet, the Navy's largest forward deployed fleet, working with allies to maintain a free and open Indo-Pacific. Captain Park expressed his hope for a positive and lasting relationship between the ship and the Sasebo community. From all of us here at American Forces Network, SASPO, thanks for listening.